London's news, travel and weather station. This is LBC News 1152.
It's time to take a top London chef, grill them gently for the secret to their success, and here's Table Talk.
I'm Nicholas Grossi. I'm the owner of Enoteca Super Tuscan, which is an Italian wine bar in Spitalfields, just near Liverpool Street in London. It's very simple, well-cooked and well-sourced Italian food. So we try to find the best possible ingredients and we try to do things slightly different. So we try to find the more unusual ingredients that perhaps you wouldn't ordinarily find and wouldn't be cooking at home, but certainly the things that you would find on the kitchen table in any house in Italy. It being a wine bar, it was very important to me that this was the sort of place you could come in and just have a glass of wine and or just a little snack or just a little bite with that. And if you didn't want to have a sort of three-course meal, there was no obligation to have a three-course meal. So we devised the menu with that in mind. So there are no rules here. You can choose whatever you want from wherever you want. We've just tried to source really good and really unusual cheeses and hams. So we're particularly well known for our burrata, which is a lovely creamy mozzarella. And we're also well known for our black pig from Sicily, which we've currently got in at the moment, which is really, really quite delicious. So the ones that are most popular at the moment would be certainly the truffle arancini. Truffle season is upon us, and we normally have arancini, and they're very popular. We normally do them quite a little bit spicy arancini, but at the moment we're doing them with a truffle risotto. So that would certainly be one of them. Other dishes that we are famous for here would be the Tuscan beans, a very popular dish in Tuscany. It's also a small plate which you can have as a starter. So they'd be probably two of the more popular ones. So we only use fresh pasta. The most popular ones at the moment are probably, again, with the truffles and also with porcini mushrooms. They are such amazing ingredients, which are only available for such a short period in the year, that it's just great when we can get hold of them. And even though they are slightly more expensive than some of our other pastas, they are certainly popular with the people that come here, because they know that these are things that are only available in a certain time of the year. So food heaven, I guess, would be wild mushrooms, particularly the porcini mushrooms. I guess that's grown from the time when I'd go out with my uncle in Italy and we'd go hunting for them and finding them. So, you know, it's one of those things that's, you know, once you've actually gone out and sought for your food and hunted for your food, you appreciate it so much more, and it's an amazing ingredient. And food hell, I guess one food that I tend not to touch would be beetroot. It's just, I don't know whether it's something that's reminiscent from school days, but it's just one of those ingredients that I tend to avoid. What I don't want to do with Super Tuscan is create a chain of Super Tuscans which are just identical to each other. I think what we've established here since we've been opened is we've been able to build a great reputation on a philosophy that we stand behind around seasonality, around change, around, you know, good wines, around fair pricing. And I'd like to take that philosophy into another part of London, but I would like there to be a reason to go to another Super Tuscan in London rather than it being a carbon copy of what we've done here.
Let's do the money.